We were what we what was considered a multifaceted organization for animals, where we do the traditional adoption services, surrender services. In addition to that, we have a low-cost veterinary clinic for not just spay and neutering at a decreased cost, but we also, every other Friday, we offer regular vet services. People can come in, you have to have an appointment, and they can get vaccines at a discounted rate, warmer, and they will handle, depending on the severity of it, we can handle minor issues with dogs and cats, say a laceration, something of that magnitude. Mm-hmm. And we serve each year, we serve about 5,000 animals.
Oh, wow.
Between the clinic, adoption surrender services. We also have a cruelty investigation unit that's very active. And what we do is we assist all law enforcement with what could be an animal cruelty case. And if it develops into an animal cruelty case where animals have to be removed, we take the animals, we put them in foster care, we keep them at the facility until they're rehabilitated and they go to a new home. Mm-hmm. So we're quite active in the community. And in addition to that, we also have a food bank, again, for low-income individuals that, you know, having problems making ends meet, they can come to our food bank at any time. Not just at the shelter, but we have five other locations through the two counties that latchkey with some human food banks. What we do is we provide animal food.
Okay.
So we give away about 35,000 pounds of food a year.
Wow.
In the community, we're quite busy.
Yeah, you are. And you know, I wanted to say that you're located in Hudson,
correct,
New York, and you do have a website, which is cghs.org.
Correct.
And your phone number is 518-828-6044.
Correct.
And we'll have you give that again at the, you know, towards the end of of our talk. The your funds now to, you know, provide all these services. What do you do to create your income?
Well, still majority of our income comes through donated funds and bequests. You know, we're, again, fairly active in the community. We do some mail campaigns. We also do special events like our annual Summer Paw Picnic, which David Cassidy performed twice at the Waldorf Farm, which is owned by Dr. Jerry Belinsky. It's a thoroughbred farm, absolutely breathtaking farm.
That's
part of the income that we raise.
Yeah, I saw that farm just online, and it's unbelievable. I mean,
it really is. Yeah, I mean, it's just gorgeous, just for a regular tour, but to have an event there, you couldn't ask for a better location, especially with the thoroughbreds and the foals that are there. People love to get a tour of the barn. And, you know, when you go through these barns, there's some of these horses are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And normally you wouldn't be able to get that close to them,
really?
But during the barn tours, you can see it. And it's quite a treat to do that.
Now you have about six or seven vets that you have, I don't want to say at your disposal, but that are involved with your organization, correct?
Correct. We have vets from different practices that come into the facility to do the low-cost spay neuter or to do what we call the health and wellness, which is regular exams every other Friday. And we also have veterinarians that are on standby, part of our cruelty team, like Dr. Belinsky has been very active for over two decades assisting with animal cruelty. So we're fortunate that we have a lot of very talented veterinarians involved with our organization. It's not just makes life easier for us, it certainly does, but it's better for the animals coming through here, because really a vet is always just a phone call away, and then generally within a couple hours we can have a vet on premises when we need one. So we have a real privilege in that manner.
Oh, that's very nice. Now, the animals or dogs and cats that you take in, are any of them from down south? Because they seem to have a large relocation problem down there.
We generally don't do an importing. We have enough animals, you know, especially dogs, right in New York State to try to find homes for. Now, on occasion, when we have a situation like a natural disaster that may happen in the South, there's a network, and we step up to try to empty the shelters that are down there, their resident animals, so they can take in animals that have been displaced because of the natural disaster. So in that case, and we've done that, you know, five or six times over the last decade that we've actually started with Katrina, I guess, that we've taken in animals to make more room for the other shelters. We've also assisted in Midwest as well.
Well, I mean, the amount of animals you take in during the year is amazing. And, you know, I mean, you're providing such a great service, because I know, you know, when you rehome an animal or send it to a family, it's great for the animal and the family.
Yeah, I mean, we have some great adoption counselors that work very hard to place the right animal with the right person. And this often falls into the dog category, where if we, for instance, have a border collie come in there, or a straying cattle dog, which is very active, we're going to try to place that with an active family, a family that, you know, is hiking or moving around a lot, as opposed to someone that may, you know, be more inside watching TV and not as active, because the dog needs activity. So we try to place the correct dog all the time with the correct family. It takes a little longer. You know, if they have smaller children, we have to take that into consideration. So
sure.
We work pretty diligently to ensure that it's the last home that the dog will have.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, older dogs, they must be harder to place in homes. It would seem to me, but I know my next door neighbor gets nothing but, you know, dogs from the shelter, and they usually love to get older dogs that are active, you know, because they walk. They don't go hiking or anything, but they've had some really neat dogs.
Yeah, I mean, some of the advantages of having a more mature dog is you're getting through that puppy stage, which is always difficult, you know, the chewing and the overactivity. So I haven't had a puppy in years. I was adopted, well, full grown dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't want a puppy. And we don't have many puppies come through anymore. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very rare to have a litter of puppies come. We usually get one or two, but not very many. So, a lot of people fall into that category that they'd rather a mature dog, and it works into their lifestyle, and that's what's important for both the family and the dog.
Sure. Well, I will attest to you that we've had two puppy pit bulls, and
mm-hmm.
the first one, I lost more shoes than I care to admit.
Of course.
And then the one that we have now, my wife's lost so many slippers, pairs of slippers, that they seem to go for different things, you know. But there is that stage with a puppy. I mean, you know, you have to train it, and an older dog is kind of mellowed out by the time they get to be a certain age. So I can see where that's more beneficial for a family.
Yeah, it generally is.
Now, do you retrain? I mean, do you have dogs that come in that have to be retrained?
We have one of our board members is a really renowned dog trainer. So she covers with certain staff members what to do when you have a behavior problem with a dog. And most of them fall into the same category, but so she sometimes comes here, other times she walks them through the training program on the phone. So we do, you know, we do, a lot of people don't want the dog jumping and things like that. So we work, our staff works to train the dog to make them more adaptable. So people, when they come in and they're spending time with the dog, dog hopefully isn't jumping on them or pulling too much, or they're, responding to certain words, for training. So, much of the, our staff, not just our adoption counselors, but also our kennel staff work with these dogs, during their stay here. So they are more adoptable when they go home. People know what words to use to have, you know, like typical sit down, things like that.
Now, in the last 4 or 5 years, you've gotten a new shelter and you're able to offer more services. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the services that you gain from that?
Well, in what we did in 2014, we built a new shelter, pretty much a state of the art, you know, solar panels, or try to keep it as efficient as possible. And when we did that, we developed it with the understanding that we wanted to increase services dramatically, but also we put on a separate wing for additional income for the shelter. So we have boarding, daycare, and grooming to the public. So people can come in and they can board their dog here or drop it off for grooming. So that part of the shelter, which really has never been done before, has benefited the nonprofit part quite a bit. So essentially people bring your animals in for boarding and daycare, and those funds go into the nonprofit part of what we do, which is a traditional sheltering, and has benefited this organization tremendously. That's why we're able to offer all the low-cost veterinary services now that we do. So we're probably one of the most active vet hospitals from New York to Syracuse. I mean, we're just that busy with doing spay neuter. On average, we'll spay or neuter about 1,500 cats in a year, and between 800 to 900 dogs.
Wow.
So it's been, and we have people come from everywhere. We haven't come from Massachusetts, because we were able to work out, again, because of some grants and the funds from the boarding, daycare, and grooming, we were able to get the cost of spaying and neutering pretty low, for most people. The cat spaying neutering, which we had done in the old facility, and we started in 2002. To date, we've spayed or neutered over 25,000 cats. So it's been, we've seen the effects here where we don't have as many kittens anymore.
Right.
It's really plummeted, which is what our goal was. So with the new facility, we're able to do even more, to benefit the community and stop, you know, indiscriminate breeding, overpopulation. So, so far, I think the direction we've gone in has benefited the animals in the community at a level that we've never seen in this area.
And that's fantastic. I mean, the amount of work that goes into this, people don't realize. You know, I think they just feel that people either drop off animals or you pick up strays, and, you know, that's about it. But you have an unbelievable operation down there, and you were able to extend your hours, like you said, from 11:30 a.m. to 4, 7 days a week. And
correct. We're open 7 days now. Yeah.
You know, and any donations are tax deductible. So
that's correct. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great thing also. Anything else you want to add to that I missed?
No, I think we covered everything. You know, just as a recap, with our connection with David Cassidy, mm-hmm. Came from Dr. Belinsky. He and Dr. Belinsky were close friends.
Yes.
And Dr. Belinsky brought up to me about during the picnic that we have, a fundraiser, that you could talk to David and perhaps David would perform.
Oh, wow.
And David was jumped on immediately and said, absolutely, I'd love to do it. So we did two live concerts at the farm, Waldorf Farm. And David was fantastic, and tons of fans came. I mean, it was just an incredible, incredible concert, but it was an incredible fundraiser for us. And working with David was a real privilege. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, he was a terrific guy. And very open and welcoming. But now you have an event coming up, don't you, on May the 18th?
Correct. There's at the King Neptune pub in Lake George.
Mm-hmm.
There is it's a memorial celebration benefit to David Cassidy.
Correct.
A memorial celebration that we're partial benefits to. I think the concert starts at 6 o'clock,
yes.
And tickets are $35, and proceeds benefit the Columbia Green Humane Society, I believe, Adirondack Save a Stray, and mm-hmm. I believe it's a thoroughbred retirement. I think I have that right,
yeah,
Rick.
You have it right.
So, you know, we encourage everybody to, it's going to be a great show. These are the group that actually toured with David Cassidy, talented musicians. It all goes to a multiple good causes.
Yeah, it's going to be a great thing. And then also there's going to be a special book signing with Johnny Ray Miller, who wrote a book, When We're Singing, which is all about David Cassidy, the actors and actresses that were in the show, the albums that David made. I guess there are 14 or 17 of them that are all going to be discussed on who produced them and that. So, I mean, that's another event that they'll be doing. And I even heard that someone's donating a speedboat that David Cassidy gave them. And I want to say Dr. Belinsky, but I'm not sure. And that's going to be raffled off. So
I did hear that. Yeah.
And he didn't mention it the other day, but you know, I was told by a little birdie that that's what was going on. And then they'll have other raffles too. So hopefully it'll be a great fundraiser to support these organizations. You people do a fantastic job, and I just hope that you know, people appreciate what you do.
Well, I thank you, Rick, for spending some time and letting me talk about Columbia Green Humane Society. It's always a privilege for me, and certainly promoting the upcoming concert on the 19th. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. And you'll be on a podcast on Saratoga Broadcasting, which is our internet radio station. And so people will be listening to that too, and we'll be sending the podcast out. So I appreciate your time. And
anytime.
Now you have to get busy and go to work.
That's right.
All right. So you all take right. care.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Again, this is an event that's coming up. It's a great one. Last year's was pretty awesome. It's the second annual David Cassidy Memorial Celebration, and the David Cassidy Memorial Legacy Group is the group behind this. It's an unbelievable event, and I would ask you know, everybody to stop up and have a great event Sunday night with the band, the book signing, and raffles. And also on Monday the 20th, there will be a luncheon right up at the King Neptune's pub that I'm sure you don't want to miss. So thank you for being with us this morning, and you have a great day.